With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A Ukrainian delegation heading to Geneva for another round of U.S. brokered talks with Russian officials just days before next week's fourth anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of its neighbor. No anticipation of any significant progress on ending the war at the Tuesday and Wednesday meeting in Switzerland. On another key front, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says it appears the U.S. is the only entity that can get Russian and Ukrainian officials to discuss peace.
I'm not here to insult anybody, but the United Nations hasn't been able to do it. There's no other country in Europe that's been able to do it. The United States has been successful at being able to get both sides to talk. I mean, for the first time, in a number of years, you actually have at a technical level military officials from both sides sat down last week in the Middle East, and we'll restart those talks again in Geneva later this week.
Secretary Rubio, in the meantime, meeting with Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban in Budapest as the two countries sign a civilian nuclear cooperation deal.
Round of applause as the deal is signed in Hungary's capital, Budapest. Rubio has headed to Hungary from Slovakia following the Munich Security Conference in Germany before that. The trip puts him in friendly territory with the leaders who back Donald Trump and resist stronger support for Ukraine. Speaking after the signing in Budapest, Rubio said,
"The relationship between the United States and Hungary today is as close as I can possibly imagine it being."
President Trump has endorsed Hungarian Premier Orban ahead of elections in 2 months. I'm Karen Shamas.
Well, Japan's benchmark Nikkei 225 index has fallen 1%, while most markets in Asia closed for the Lunar New Year holidays. U.S. futures declined and oil prices were mixed. This is SRN News. West Virginia lawmakers moving to restrict abortion pills.
The state has a lot of pro-life laws, many of which can be gotten around by women who order abortion drugs from out of state and have them shipped in. Now the West Virginia legislature is working on a bill that would criminalize any actions to import or distribute abortifacients within state borders. Other pro-life states have these laws, but have found them hard to enforce if pro-abortion states refuse to cooperate. The courts are expected to make the final decision. Michael Harrington reporting.
Former U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom issuing a warning. Testifying before a congressional committee this month, Sam Brownback said China is leading a surge in persecution all around the globe. He pointed to Beijing's sale of surveillance technology to dictators in Asia and Africa who use those devices to restrict religious freedom. This is SRN News. Just plain nasty conditions in parts of California. National Weather Service meteorologist Katrina Handon.
We have a very cold storm system that's impacting Northern California this week. With that, we have significant mountain and foothill snow, and along with major travel impacts over the mountains. And we're also seeing widespread precipitation at the lower elevations in the Central Valley, with localized flooding, isolated thunderstorms, and gusty southerly winds.
NAACP and allied groups asking a judge to limit how the federal government uses voter data seized in an FBI raid near Atlanta, asking the judge to bar any use beyond the stated criminal investigation. They also asked for a full inventory of what agents took during that seizure on January 28th. More details, srnnews.com.